Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren, sponsored by Tobacco Road Golf and Travel. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Welcome once again to Talking Golf Getaways. Glad you're with us as always. I'm Mitch Lawrence in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Darren Bunch out there in California. We are both thrilled to be joined for another Emergency 9, which could be our favorite podcast, although I'm not sure. I won't speak for Darren. I love him. Always a surprise, and this will be no different because we, Darren, today have the host of the Augusta Golf Show, the one, the only, John Patrick.
Oh, yeah, and we spent some great time in the previous episode talking about the Masters, talking about Augusta National, but today we're going to kind of turn the tables and we're going to find out the other places, the other things that John loves about golf travel.
There will be plenty of that. We're glad you found us. GolfNewsNet.com, iTunes Podcast, Audio Boom, Stitcher. Darren, you can find on social media at Getaways Golf on Twitter, at Golf Getaways on Instagram. You can find me on both at Mitch Lawrence, L-A-U-R-A-N-C-E. Darren, before we get to John in the Emergency 9, let's just give a quick shout out to one of our favorite spots on the planet. That would be Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road and Tobacco Road Golf and Travel. If you want to plan a trip to the North Carolina Sandhills and play just the great bucket list golf that is the Pinehurst area, make sure to visit our friends at Tobacco Road Golf and Travel. You can visit them at tobaccoroadtravel.com and book your next great golf getaway today.
Today. All right. John Patrick, the Augusta Golf Show. Syndicated now 11 southeastern cities, I believe it could be up to 50 for all I know right now. Growing rapidly, you can find it also iHeartRadio.com on the web. Search the Augusta Golf Show. Fantastic. Just years of great guests, literally. You will pretty much find, I would think, anybody you'd want to listen to, including John, but as far as guests go, on this great show. And we're thrilled to have you with us for a quick hitting what I think is going to be a really interesting Emergency 9. John Patrick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mitch. Thank you, Darren.
why
does Mitch have to spell his last name, and we never mention that Darren has just one R in his?
Well, he's spelling his name for the Twitter, and my Twitter is not my name, but it is Getaways Golf. And we assume that people know how to spell both Getaways and Golf.
Darren, okay. You actually answered him when he asked that question?
Yes.
Because scaring me.
You never know if the listeners might want to know exactly what John is thinking as well.
No, I think we know the answer to that.
Well, I hope they want to know what John's thinking because he's here for Emergency 9. Or is it now Emergency 10, Darren?
It may be an Emergency 10. It could be an Emergency 11 with John. We teased in the other episode that we're going to ask him, and maybe we do this right off the top. We're going to ask him about a few of the other places to play golf around Augusta National. That if somebody is coming and they've got tickets to the tournament or they're just coming to that area at the other time of the year, where else can they play, John?
Well, if they're coming for the tournament, if they're coming tournament week, one of the really nice things about all of the golf courses in this community, maybe with the exception, no, I think they're all open up to play, whether they're private or public. Even Augusta Country Club will accept tee times Masters Week. But if you're a private club, whether you're Champions Retreat, which is 3 9-hole golf courses. It never sounds like a golf course to me. They have 3 9-hole golf courses there, one designed by Gary Player, one by Jack Nicklaus, and one by Arnold Palmer. You can play there. You can play at the Country Club. We love playing at Forest Hills, which is an old Donald Ross 1926 golf course. You can go across the water to South Carolina and play one of the real jewels in this town. Mitch has been out there to Palmetto. You can play Palmetto Masters Week, and you will not forget that. That will be your best experience heading out to Palmetto and that Alistair McKenzie gym.
I totally agree, John.
Thank you, Dr.
Totally
Lawrence.
Agree. One of my favorite rounds ever. You know that already at Palmetto. But there are, and I love the idea. People must think, I would think, in other parts of the country that during Masters Week, you can't get on anywhere. And actually, the reverse is completely true. So I think it's a great point. People have to plan these things, you know, a year in advance, but worth it to do it. All right, let's get to your actual emergency nine. First one being your favorite course and or destination anywhere in the world.
Okay, a place that I've been has to be Pebble. And I've had the pleasure of playing Cypress Point. So that whole Monterey Peninsula is just the most breathtaking piece of land that I've ever seen, the mix of land and water. And Pebble is a lot of fun, but Cypress is a real, real treat. So if there's a better spot than that piece of land, I can't wait to play it.
All right. Well, then, what is the...
Mitch said to keep the answers short.
No, that's perfect. Darren was just asleep on his end because he was supposed to follow up.
I was actually having computer issues that distracted me. Maybe
and
I wasn't
apparently...
That's right. If Pebble is one of those bucket list places for a lot of people. You have obviously been there. In that answer, you mentioned that you've played Cypress Point, correct?
Correct, Your Honor. Okay.
I like to point that out whenever we do the show, because I too have played Cypress Point, and the third gentleman on this call has not been there yet. So I like to make a point of that. I don't know why, but I feel like you would. Yeah, I feel like you would be a kindred spirit in helping me rub that in.
I'm right there with you.
Thanks. I'll be going down to get some more scotch right now. I'll see you guys later.
We can do it without you.
Yeah.
We're going to find out what is at the top of your golf travel bucket list. And we were talking off camera, like we're recording this and people can look at us, which is a horrifying thought. But I suspect I know the answer to this, and it's someplace that Mitch and I have just been. But tell us what's at the top of your bucket list.
Actually, Darren, the top of my bucket list, I've never been to St. Andrews.
Oh.
I will sob on the first tee when and if I get to St. Andrews. So that's at the top of the list. We had been speaking about Bandon. I'd love to go to Bandon. I love every photograph I've seen from Cabot Cliffs and everything up in there. And Pine Valley's on the list. And I think that's that, and Marion, I think Marion and Pine Valley are happening this year. So those things, there's the bucket list there.
That's a pretty good bucket list.
Well, you know, you got to have a good bucket.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. You will sob on the first tee. As a matter of fact, I am going to say that you will sob before the first tee.
I'll sob on the first tee.
I think just being in Darren, I know, agrees with this, just being in that town, when you roll in there and the first time you actually just get there and you walk up to that spot before you even play, I think it hits people in a way that they don't fully expect. I'm glad you expect it. And I hope there'll be video. That's all I want to say.
I cried at La La Land, so there's no way I'm not crying at
I do too. Isn't that cool? All right. Your third emergency nine question, the best place you've ever stayed in all your golf traveling.
It must be affiliated with a golf course.
Not necessarily.
The Fairmont up in Whistler, up in Canada. Spectacular spot. That was pretty, you know, it's a stream of consciousness kind of thing. That's what comes to mind when you ask that question. The Fairmont up in Whistler in Canada.
And there are a lot of great Fairmont properties all through Canada. We've had people answer with Banff Springs.
Banff just looks spectacular.
Yeah, and I've been to Jasper Park, and you can't go wrong with the Fairmont properties in Canada. It just seems like they're out of control cool. I don't know how else to say it.
It's a blatant attempt to get some free rooms at the Fairmont.
There you go.
Who was?
What?
Let's talk about food. There's obviously you come from a place that has famous sandwiches, but what is the single best thing you've ever eaten on a golf trip and where?
Let me write that down. I come from a place with famous sandwiches. The best I've ever eaten. Okay, I can do this. The 1895 grill at the Holly Inn in Pinehurst. I love that place.
Okay.
I love that place.
Could you say that again?
I live in a place known for their sandwiches.
No, that I heard. Could you say your answer again?
Yes, Mr. Dawson. The 1895 grill at the Holly Inn in Pinehurst.
Mitch thought you said the Holiday Inn at first.
Yeah,
probably.
That's exactly what I thought he said. And I was going to go, I didn't realize the Holiday Inns had been around since 1895. I have eaten at the grill at the Holly Inn, and it is spectacular. I agree with you.
Oh, we love it. We love it. We love it. Order the souffle ahead of time.
You are so full of information. All right. Besides actual golf, and this scares me, the potential for this answer, what's the most important thing to you on a trip?
That the movies don't appear on your bill.
That's that's why it scared me.
That the movies do not appear on your bill.
Okay, I can say, and I know Darren agrees, it's the best answer to the question we've ever had.
Oh, it's not even close. It's like one, and everything else is just like fifth or sixth on the list. That is easily the best answer.
Okay, then what's the second most important thing to you on your trip?
That the movies don't appear on your bill. That you're in the center of things, that you're kind of in the middle of whatever is going on in that community. I know many times in a golf community, you know, Pinehurst comes to mind. You're not in the middle of anything. But I do like it when you've kind of got a feel for the area around you. You can go. I don't like eating in chains. I like to go to, you know, some nice local places. And if that's kind of around me and I can access all of that, that's what I kind of like.
That's a great answer. You know, we've talked to people, and when it comes up and they talk about, especially in Scotland and Ireland and England, that the golf courses, that's the charm of them, is that they are literally in the middle of a lot of towns. And so when you're there, you have that experience just by being there. I think it's a great point.
About the movies and on the bill?
Clearly, this is a source of lot of worry for you, Mr. Patrick.
It's your own fault, Mitch. You left the pause there for him to jump back in.
Your Honor, my client would like to take a moment to discuss this with his lawyer.
Sidebar.
Moving on. Question number six. Am I question number six?
Yes, you are. Go ahead.
What's the one piece of golf apparel and or equipment that you would recommend to everyone?
Get a good rain suit. That's not the first time you've heard that, I'm sure. Get a good rain suit. What I'm surprised at is how often I wear it when it's not raining. For warmth. You know, we play golf all year long around here. Not that every day is a perfect day, and you can put your rain pants on with long pants and stay warm. You can, if the weather is as such, you got your golf shorts on, and you can put your rain pants on to stay warm. You can put the top on to get a good rain suit. Just get a good rain suit.
And what is the good rain suit for you?
I have one, so I don't really need to say.
Man, you really are in the golf business.
And the radio. They don't match. It's a FootJoy. It's FootJoy pants, and I have this, and I get comments on it all the time. I have a Bobby Jones top. It's got kind of a tartan to it, and everybody, that's nice. I like that. That's good. Well, I didn't buy it.
Well, you should, but you should have a Bobby Jones something. Let's face it, given where you are. You should have a Bobby Jones something. I don't care if it's socks or, you know, you should have something. So I'm glad you do.
And I'm glad you found a pair of pants you like, because I'm on an endless search to find a pair of rain pants that fit, have the right buttons, they're comfortable, they do what you need them to do, and I continually look and can't find them.
But Darren, I am, as Mitch knows, I'm vertically challenged. I there is a lady here in town who takes up the hem of the golf pants, and that has happened. She moves the zippers, she does everything, and she will take up the hem of your golf pants, and I get her a Christmas gift every year.
Nice.
Isn't that sweet? All right, your seventh question, and I have played with you. Sometimes I try to forget those rounds, but I do remember that you actually are a pretty good player. What are you playing to now handicap-wise? What yardages do you like to play from? Are you comfortable moving around, experiencing a course from different tees?
I'm playing to an eight. I am 1 year away from moving up. I have friends. There are times when I'll play with three guys above 60, and they will entice me to embrace my future and come up and come up with them. I have no desire to go back. I want to enjoy the game. I mean, I'm playing, you know, I'm comfortable anywhere between, well, I'm comfortable obviously at 6,000 yards, but I'm comfortable up to about 6,500 yards. I heard a great, and there's a method out there about finding your perfect yardage, which I really like, which is figure out your average drive, multiply that by 14, figure out your average distance on a 7-iron, multiply that by 18, add that all up, and that's your yardage.
I didn't know there'd be math.
I knew you didn't know there would be math. That's why I said it.
Yeah, my brain is swirling with trying to figure that out.
Well, we don't have to figure it out, Darren, because that's why we play hickories. We know where we're playing from.
That's right. I try to play it from as close as anybody will possibly let me. Who is your favorite golfing partner and why?
Thank you, John.
Hey, and Mitch has played with him. It's a dear friend of mine by the name of Michael Ash. It's hard to explain. He is just the consummate gentleman, golfer. He's the kindest person I've met. I've only in the 10 years that I've been a close personal friend of his made him mad once. I'm stunned by that. He was a woman in a previous life, I'm convinced. He's got this thing about women's shoes, but we won't get into that.
There is so much to use against you in this show that I personally can't wait to clip these out.
Somebody needs to say this stuff has to go to the eulogy. I love Michael. He's just my favorite. He's just my favorite guy with. He rarely says a bad word about anybody. He really is a consummate Southern gentleman.
How cool. And I do agree. Again, I agree with you. I don't like it, but I agree with you.
That's just, the contribution is just riveting from you, Mr. Lawrence.
Thank you so much. All right, now I'm going to cut you off with one last question after that last comment. And I so love the love in the room. I can feel it. What is the one golf course that you wish everyone knew about? They know about the National, so you don't have to say that. But what's the one golf course you wish everyone knew about?
Also, I'll say Palmetto. I wish everybody knew about Palmetto. I wish everybody that loved the game had the chance to play it, because as you know, I mean, that's pretty pure to me. That's kind of the way the game was intended. You know, I don't know. You say you've loved it. I don't know how you truly felt about it. I know you brought your hickories and that was a different experience. You're playing it up there. That's just when I think about a golf course, those are the kinds of golf courses I think about. I have the pleasure of playing Yeamans Hall down in Charleston. It's kind of like that. I just, when I think of golf, those are the kinds of courses that interest me and intrigue me. We always talk about the fact that we marvel so much watching the European Tour, that those golf courses look so much more interesting than many of the golf courses that we run across in the States. But I wish more people, if you love the game, go play Palmetto. I think that's easy.
Yeah, and again, and I did truly love that day that I spent at Palmetto. I hope to go back again. So you're a fan, and Darren and I love this. So you mentioned there, and you mentioned Alistair McKenzie, and then Yeoman's Hall, which is a Seth Rayner original. So you're in there with the old classics, and both of us certainly feel that way.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how it happened. I just, you know, I love all the work that Ben and Bill, that Crenshaw and Core do. That just appeals to me. I don't want to overthink it. I don't really want to know why. I just know, I think it was Jim Furyk that used to say, you know, if it was built before 1974, I probably don't. If it was built before 74, I probably like it. If it was built after 74, I probably don't like it. Right. I just find that aesthetically pleasing. I immediately enjoy myself more when it's that kind of golf course.
All right, cool. Darren, I think we've learned a number of things about Mr. Patrick today. Don't you agree?
We have, but I think we should ask John our bonus question that we've just added to the Emergency 9 Rota literally this week. And that question is, as somebody who's seen as much golf as you have, we've started to ask people, what is the craziest thing you've seen or done on a golf course?
Boy, I wish I had a really clever, witty, entertaining answer. The craziest thing I've seen or done. There was a time when we would play, you know, the Augusta National entertains people. It closes the last week in May, and then they spend that next week entertaining the gallery guards, the people that volunteer for them and work for them. You get the chance to come and play Augusta National. And we were out there one day and it's a bunch of people who have no being out there. It's the one time they get to play. And you're driving in carts. It's not caddies. They want you on and off. And we got these, you know, it's Augusta National and you got your carts and you got these four guys who have just, you know, hit it in eight different directions off the first tee. And literally, as the two carts pull away from the first tee, all four golf bags fall off the back of the cart. Welcome to Augusta National. Welcome to Augusta National. And, I try not to have funny or weird things. I did have a fellow, and I was surprised how quickly I answered this. I did have a fellow about 2 years ago. We're at Sawgrass, and Michael and I are going to play at Sawgrass, and a fellow comes up joining us. He's going to be the third, and it's not quite Caddyshack, but it's not far from it. Hey, guys, nice to meet you. Mind if I play some music while we play? And I couldn't have said this any faster. Yes, I do. I've been told by Pete Babakwa at the Pete, you need to broaden your horizons, John. You should have said yes. I'm like, Pete, I'm not saying yes. But the no came out. I mean, you know, yes, I do mind. I do mind if you, and that came out of my mouth so quick. You guys mind if I play some music while we, yes, I do.
What did he say?
That's fine. Nope, not a problem. That's fine. And he was a good guy. I'm not there yet. I don't want to really get there. I don't like the pros when they've got their earbuds in. You know, I know it's a tactic to kind of be left alone, but I'm not playing hickories, but I'm old school like that.
Well, I found out that you can play hickories and listen to Zeppelin at the same time, so you might want to try it sometime.
That wouldn't surprise me a bit. I do first tee duties for both the men and women's golf tournaments for Augusta University, and many times, not maybe a quarter of the players approach the first tee, you know, with their earbuds in, taking them off. I ask every one of them, what are you listening to? What are you listening to? Just to see if I've ever heard of the group.
All right. Well, obviously, this has been fun, John. We always have fun. I know Darren has enjoyed it, too. Darren, you've enjoyed it? Say yes.
Yeah, I've laughed way too much on this episode.
Okay. I think we both have. This has been the funniest, I think, of our Emergency Nines. You can find John Patrick, the host of the Augusta Golf Show, iHeartRadio.com. You can search for The Augusta Golf Show. You can find John on Twitter, at Augusta Golf Show. Thanks, pal, for being on. Always a pleasure, always a treat. I look forward to catching up.
Thank you, Mitch. Thank you, Darren.
And Darren, let's once again thank our sponsor, Tobacco Road Golf and Travel. You want to go to the Pinehurst area anytime soon. Where can they find them, Darren?
TobaccoRoadTravel.com to book their next great North Carolina Sandhills golf getaway today.
Today. All right. Thanks, as always, to the listeners. Couldn't do it without you. Hit us up on Twitter, Darren at Getaways Golf, me at Mitch Lawrence, hashtag Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency 9, hashtag, and this is John's favorite, 2 Haggis Bags. And you'll get our attention, and I think you'll probably get John's as well. If you're enjoying Talking Golf Getaways, share it on social media. All we want to do, really, is just spread the word about the best in golf travel. Darren, talk to you soon. John, see you soon. Until next time, let's talk about it, Tom Petty. Let's keep running down the dream. So long.